Yeah, Tess Tavis or by Benji Morgan, Geneva Stars.
So, the shiur is on this morning. The shiur I'm going to be discussing is on Geneva Stars. So, I thought it's probably appropriate that I just mention that a few of the Maram Akumas that I got is from my Rebbe in Yerushalayim, from Ritzchok Berkovitz, so that no one thinks that I'm trying to mislead you in any way with the Maram Akumas. So, the sukkah starts off in the Gemara in Chulin, Sadi Gimel on the base. Shileach Adam Yerech Levit Kichavim Shegid Anosh V'Soicha B'Pnei Shemakoy Minika. That a person is allowed to give to an Ovid Kichavim. A person is allowed to give to a goy a full thigh of a behemoth treifa, even though it includes the Geranoshin that hasn't been cut out. So the Gemara makes a diuk, shleima in chatucholoi. That what the Mishnah implies is that you can give this whole yerech to the goy, but only because it's complete. But if you were to give him a cut, a slice, then that wouldn't be allowed. So the Gemara tries to understand what's the difference between shleima and chatucha. If the pshat is that it's going to end up in a yid's hands because it's a asrda, and it's a place where they make a achraza. Or they don't make achraz, the Gemara goes backwards and forwards. And then the Gemara comes out and says, the reason why, the reason why you're not allowed to give a goy a cut of the meat, which includes the Geranosha, is that when you give him the whole thigh, he understands that it includes the Geranosha. When you give him a cut of the meat, he thinks you've taken out the Geranosha from inside this chaticha, because that's what you didn't do. And although he will eat the Gidanosha, he won't eat the Gidanosha, he's machzik lo tevichinam, he'll appreciate the fact that you're giving him something which you yourself would have eaten, and it's not that you're giving him that which you've discarded. So the goy is now machzik lo tevichinam, and there's the issa of Geneva Stas. Domashmul osa lignoiv da'as abrius. Vafilu da'ch lo tkomit. There's an issa to be gain of da'as abrius. The Gemara over there brings a few other cases. Someone al yisari v'adam l'chaver listed as leviyedev she'ena soyed v'lo yar believe the krevas v'yedev she'ena mekabel. In a case of where someone knows that his friend, he needs to invite him really for a Friday night dinner or a Shabbos lunch, but he doesn't really want to have him. So he finds out through the grapevine that this person is eating out at Shabbos lunch at Yana. So he goes over to him after Shachar. He says, you know what, we really need to have you. How about this Shabbos lunch? Right? So the Gemara says, that's an issa of Geneva Stas. So there's very different scenarios, many different cases that come up in the issa of Geneva Stas. And just want to take five real live cases, ask the Shailos, then maybe look at the Sugya, and then come back to the cases, come out maybe with a Psak Halacha L'maisa. So all these cases actually happened. So the scenario number one is a friend of mine sent out a mass email for a close family member of his that wasn't well. For a full shlema, people should daven. And at the time, he sent it to his entire email list, people which he hadn't spoken to for years, people which he was in contact with. And he gets this email back the next day from one of his chaverim saying, wow, thank you so much for thinking of me. It's been such a long time, but the fact that you thought of me to ask me to daven, I'm so touched. You know, he'd sent it out as a mass mail merge. And although in the mail merge, you know, when you do a mail merge, you can choose to put in the name of each individual person. So he'd sent it out as dear so-and-so, dear so-and-so. And this person was so touched. He said, thank you so much for thinking of me. Was he mechuyev to go back to him and say, well, actually, I just sent it out as a mass email? Or not? Another case, in Bnei Brak, and Yerushalayim you have this as well, but a friend of mine, he went to Bnei Brak, true story, to one of these chasna, one of these wedding places where they have a chasna in the front, main hall, a chasna upstairs, a chasna behind, you go into a little corridor and there's another chasna going on. So there's 11 chasnas in this building going on at one time. And he was going to Mishpacha's chasna. He was going out in the foyer, he was just walking out, going to the bathroom, when he met, outside another chasna hall, an old chaver of his walking out from yeshiva back in Ponovich when they were together 20 years earlier, and the chaver said to him, wow, you really didn't need to come. You really didn't need to come, but thank you so much for coming. So at that point, there's that thing of saying, I know, I just thought I'd come in to wish you mazel tov, right? Or do you say, no, I've got mishpachas chasna, you know, I like you very much, but you know, we haven't been in touch for 20 years. Why are you making a chasna mazel tov? I'm so happy I'm here. Are you mechuyev to say that? Same thing happened on a hospital visit that I was once in. I went to visit a chaver of mine in the hospital in Eretz Yisrael, and there was someone else walked out of the room, and the chances are you're probably going to know them, and he just had a baby, and he's like, wow, like, you know, I've never heard of something, like, you know, someone from the clinic coming to wish in the hospital mazel tov for a baby, amazing. This is another true story, case number 4, of someone who called his son Mordechai. He was Rosh Yeshiva, and he named his son Mordechai, and it happened to be one of his big funders. His father had passed away, and he was called Mordechai. So when this Rosh Yeshiva called his son Mordechai, he got a check in the mail a few days later from this funder saying, thank you. Thank you so much. You know, and here's a $10,000 check to show my appreciation for naming your son after my father. It's a real story. Is he mechuyev to give them? Is he mechuyev to tell him, A? And B, is he mechuyev to give the money back? Case number 5 is, I was telling someone I was giving a shiur on Knevis Das today. So he says, oh, I've got a shiur for you in Knevis Das. I was selling my property here. I was selling my property in Golders Green, and I wanted to make sure that the person who came to my house, there was a viewing on the property, and I wanted to make sure the person who came to my house would be excited about it, would get into it. So I arranged for a friend of mine to be walking out of the property as this guy came in. And the guy came out and he says, yeah, let me be in touch with you. Definitely asking price, but maybe more, all right? Is that okay? Is that okay? And even if you just arrange for the guy to just walk out of the house and you say, yeah, we'll be in touch, right? Let's say he's not going to mamish be mad to him, but just walk out of the house. You just create a scenario where it looks like there's a lot more interest than there is, right? Today in social media, there could be something like that where you can buy hits on YouTube or hits on Facebook or Twitter that it looks like your product is selling very well. So then everyone else wants to buy because everyone else wants what you want. Is that an issur of Knevis Das or not? So we might find that it is, we may find that it isn't. Let's have a look at what Knevis Das is, what the Mekoros are for it, and maybe come out with a halacha l'maisa. So what is the Mekor in the Torah for Knevis Das? So here we have in the Gemara in Chulin, it says there's an issur of Knevis Das, but what is that issur? So the Ritva here often not, in Chulin Sadi Gimel on Beis, the Ramaskal Kedama Shmuel, says that the issur is an issur min HaTorah. What is the issur? The issur min HaTorah is an issur of Leisignev. That's the issur. The Lashon of the Ritva. The Issa Gnevis Das Shenochri Kosvu Ksas Rabbeisa B'Shem Bala Teisvah Shu Issa Torah De Nafgalon B'Dechsiv Lo Issa Gnevi V'Lo Issa Chachashu. That's it. That's what it's balanced. Also the Smag in Loisa Seikuf Nun Hei learns that the Issa is an Issa of Midiraisa V'Lo Issa Gnevi. However, the Smag in Mitzvah Rish Samach Beis, he says no. Says that yes, Enochanami, there's an Issa Gnevi Menat Torah, but that's when you steal a physical object. The lashon of the smack is v'yesh geneva acheres. There is another geneva. He brings this in the same in Reish Samach Beis. He says v'yesh geneva acheres she'osru chachomim. There is another geneva, but that geneva is a geneva drabbonon. Kegoyin geneva stas osur rafilu da shalakum shalakum osur. Over the isav leisignoiv is only when you steal something physical. You can't say a isav leisignoiv on the goin of das abrius. So we have on the one hand, we've got the Ritva and the Smag, which clearly say that the Issa, the Iraisa of Leisignoiv, doesn't only include when someone takes something from Yena, but even if he's going of Daitai, then it's included. And then you've got the Smag, who says, yeah, Enochanami, there's an Issa Leisignoiv, but there's Yesh Issa Acheres, She'osru Chachomim, Kegoyin Knevis Das. Interesting that the Smag does still say it under the same title, under the same, here in Reish Samach Beis, under Leisignoiv, but he says, Yesh Issa Acheres, It could be it's got a shaychus to Lei Signov. It could be that Chazal learnt it from Lei Signov, but it isn't Lei Signov itself. So it's an Issa Drabbonim. So I was thinking, what's the machlokus whether you can learn the Issa Gnevis Das from Lei Signov or not? What's the machlokus over here? What's going on? So the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Reish Chof Dalet Divur Maschal Oya Gnev says a very interesting thing. He says, "A gain of mamon over David Zara." So it brings the Loshna Rambam. But he says, even there's two isurim. There's an isalei sigzoil, and there's an isalei signoiv. Even if he's talking about a case, for example, if someone has an item which belongs to him, and it happens to be in Yenna's house, so he goes over to Yenna and he says, Can I have my thing back? Can I have my watch back? And he says, no, I'm not giving it back to you. He notices one night that the window is open. He climbs in, takes his thing rightfully back. Goizel es shaloi. Says the Minchas Chinuch that goizel es shaloi, you're not over on Lei Signov. But you are still over on Lei Signov. And even a man told me gezeilas goy, not enough being of gezeilas goy, that even if gezeilas goy is mutar, but Gnevas Goy is Asa. What's the difference between Lei Sigzoil and Lei Signov? He says, because in Lei Sigzoil, the Isser is Gezel, taking something which is not mine. Lei Signov, there's another problem. A, Aleph, that you've taken something which is not yours. But even if you were taking something which is yours, then there's another problem. And that problem is, even by Pochus Mishova Pruta, you're over on this lav. What is it? It's the hashchosas hamidus of taking something, of getting used to climbing into someone else's house, of taking something in a sneaky way, that hashchosas hamidus applies even by gezeilas goy. That hashchosas hamidus applies even if you're taking something which is your own. That hashchosas hamidus will apply even by something which is pachas mishava pruta. So the Minchas Chinuch is saying that when you talk about Lei Sigzoil, yeah, Lei Sigzoil is gezel. When you talk about Lei Signov, yeah, there's on the one hand, there's something which you take from your own. But on the other hand, there's another nekuda in Lei Signov, which is that when you take something, there's something that happens to you. Regardless of whether it belongs to you, regardless, there's a hashchosas hamidus of something which happens to you. So maybe, Efshad, this is the machlekas, the smag and the ritva, and the smag. The smag and the ritva learn that Gnevas Das, what is Gnevas Das? Gnevas Das is when I put myself in a situation, I invite you, so the Gemara says, I invite you to come to my house for Shabbos, when really, I anyway knew that you were invited already for Shabbos. So what's the problem with that? It's machzik leitei v'chinam. The nekud of Gnevas Das is when you show appreciation to me for something which I don't rightly deserve. Have I actually been over on the Isolei Sigzoil? No. But according to the Minchas Chinuch, there's another problem. The Lei Signov includes not only the Isser of taking something, but even when it belongs to you, even when you're talking about Gezela of a Goy, which could be according to the Mantam is Mutad, Geneva of a Goy is Asa, even if you're talking about something which is taking rightfully of your own, because there's a Hashchos Asamidus. There's a Sheker over here. And that you could be Avon Lei Signov, even if you're taking something, if you're not taking a physical object. Even if you're taking something which belonged to you yourself, says Minchas Chinuch. So of course, one could maybe extend that. Says maybe this is the makor for the Ritva and the Smag that say that in Lei Signov there's an Issa Deraisa of Gnevas Das, because even though you haven't actually physically taken an item, there's a Hashchosas Hamidus over here. Whereas the Smag says, Enochanami, that's a nice idea, and actually we can learn it as a sniff from Lei Signov. But to be able to say that that's Lei Signov itself, he doesn't take it that far. So maybe with this understanding of the Machlekas, you can understand another two very interesting psokim by Gnevas Das itself, which we actually pass in Halacha L'Maisa, and this I think maybe will shed some light on it. See, when you learn the sugya, there's another case. There's a story that's brought in the Gemara of Rava who was walking along the street with Rav Safra, and he bumped into Mazutra. So Mazutra says to him as they're walking along the street, says, "Thank you so much for coming out to meet me. How did you know I was coming?" So Rava, because he didn't want to be going of Das of Mazutra, he says to him, no, I was anyway on the street. We were going on a stroll. I was anyway walking around. So Rav Safra afterwards said to him, why did you say that to him? So Rava said, I didn't want to be going of his das. Rav Safra said, you didn't have to be to answer and explain why you were not really coming out to meet him. Because Ihu da'ati anafshe. Because he was someone who was being mati himself, which means that there's an issa ganeva das that I can't go out and try and deceive you in whichever way, like for example inviting someone you know he's invited anyway. But if you're in a situation where someone like Rav Safra, who was walking along the street and he should never have expected that Rava and Rav Safra were coming out to meet him, then he's fooling himself. You don't need to go and tell him no, right? If I walk along the street now and walking along the Edgware High Street and someone says to him, oh, me, thank you so much for coming. I'm like, what? He says, well, you know that we made the bris this morning. I said, I don't even know who you are, right? Then you don't need to go and say to him, actually, I didn't come for you. If he wants to be mat on himself, then that's his own business. So the shayla is like this. If ganeivas das is that I'm taking something from you, which is not rightfully mine, then at the end of the day, the problem is that he's machzik leitei v'chinam, regardless of whether he's iyud ati anafshe or not. What does it make a difference whether he himself is fooling himself or not? If I'm fooling myself into thinking that I'm giving you, if I give you something of mine, because I fooled myself into it, then you need to still say to me, no, it's not mine. Regardless of whether you fooling yourself, I'm fooling you. If there's an issa of gazela over here, then it does make a difference whether iyud ati anafshe or not. But if we learn the pshat in the Ritva is, not because there's an issa ganeva, like you're taking something which is not right for yours. The issa ganeva over here, the issa word which we learn from Leisignaiv, is because there's a hashchosas hamidus. It's because something happens to you. When you go over to your friend and you say to him, oh, can I invite you for lunch? You're being sneaky. Something changes in you. That's what we learn from the second part of Leisignaiv. So then in a case of iyud ati anafshei, where he himself is fooling himself, nothing happened to you. You're not trying to be sneaky. He's being silly on himself. The Issa Ganeva we're saying now, according to the Minchas Chinuch, is not because you're taking something which is not rightfully yours. The Issa Ganeva is when you're sneaky. So the Gemara says, like that's what Rav Safra answers back to Rabbi. He says, in this case, you weren't being sneaky. He's fooling himself. So Enachanami's Machzik Leitevichinam. You are still left with Mazutra feeling amazing admiration for the fact that Rabbi came out to him. It doesn't matter. Because the Issa Ganeivas Das is not that he's Machzik Leitei V'chinam. The Issa Ganeivas Das of Machzik Leitei V'chinam is when you fool someone else into thinking that he's Machzik Leitei V'chinam. What's the Issa? Says Minchas Chinuch, the Issa of Leisignaiv is when someone feels Machzik gratification and appreciation for something when you try to get that off him in a sneaky way. That's the Hashchosas Hamidus. There's another case that's brought down in the Gemara, another head of Ganeivas Das, of Lechabde. So for example, the Gemara is talking there about Chemvini, who would open up, someone had barrels of wine, they used to have these big vats of wine, and as soon as you opened it, then it wouldn't last for many days. You would only open it for a very chosh of a visitor. Meanwhile, this person, he's already sold this barrel to the chemvini, so he anyway needs to put it into different bottles. And someone walks in, he says, oh, let me open up a big bottle, he opens up a whole barrel of wine, so the guy feels very chosh. So, in certain cases, the Gemara says that it's asa. But the Gemara says that if it's being done l'chabde, so that other people should honor him, and you're doing it so that people should make a fuss out of this person, then it's okay. So the shayla is like this. If there's an issa of ganeivas das, there's an issa of ganeivas das. If it's machzik leitei v'chinam, there's an issa of machzik leitei v'chinam. What does it make a difference whether you're trying to do it for this reason or for that reason? You meant it because you're trying to mechabit him or not. What does it make a difference? Of the either way, we're learning the issa leisignaiv is not an issa only because machzik leitei v'chinam. The issa leisignaiv is because the hashchosas hamidus, it's because something that happens to you. Therefore, in a case of where you're doing it for the right reason, where you're doing it l'chabde, you're doing it so that people should honor this person, not that he should feel an appreciation for you, but that the town should know that this person is a choshva person, then there's no hashchosas hamidus over there. So let's go back to the scenarios. The first case of the mass email. So this l'chera, what we're saying is, what we're coming at is, that the issa of ganeivas das is that someone is machzik leitei v'chinam, which means that someone feels an appreciation for what you do. If this is l'chera, the nafkamin would be like this. If this is a close friend of yours, who really you should have been in touch with over email, and really he has the right to think that, wow, you've really made the effort to contact him. And when you put in the mail merge, dear Reuven, he mamish thinks that you've contacted him, then that is the then the yichur you're over on the is of Geneva Stas, and you have to be able to, and you have to say to him, actually, I know I should have been in touch with you, but it's been a few years and I've been so busy, and you know it's really nice to wake up, but this was actually because I had a chayla in the family and I wrote a mail merge. But if this is someone who so that I should even be contacting, we haven't been in touch for 25 years, you haven't been on my mailing list because we once did business together, then that is a case of Ihud Atiyana Shei. He's the person who's fooling himself into thinking it. Now, it gets a little bit more complicated with a mail merge, because in a mail merge, you put the person's name in. If you would just have a blast email, then make taste. But here, you've got each person's name, and that automatically is put by the computer into that person's email. But even then, the chayra, there's enough mail merges done that we know we get emails. Sometimes it will say, dear Reuven, thank you, you have been chosen as one of our prize customers, right? The people that still fall for those emails and say, wow, thank you, amazing, that you chose me, only one person out of the whole of the UK that I was chosen, it's Ihud Atiyana Shei. There's enough nowadays that goes on that we know there's computers, there's mail merge. But for example, one of my chaverim got a handwritten letter from a rebbe of his requesting that he gets involved and tries to help with the fundraising. So if that handwritten letter, because I've seen this done before, was photocopied, right, and then he would just fill in the name. When you know, you have a photocopied letter and it's done in blue, and then you take a photocopy and then you just get the same ink and you put it in name. Then there's Nis of Geneva Stas, because here you're asking him to get involved. And he says, wow, he wrote me a whole handwritten letter. Then there's Nis of Geneva Stas, because then you shouldn't expect that that's Ihud Atiyana Shei. What about the case of the Chasna? Same thing. If this is a friend who really, you got the invitation to the chuppah, and you got the invitation to the dinner, and you didn't RSVP, or you did, or whatever, and it's someone who really you should have gone to, but you completely slipped your mind, and then you walk into it, then in that case, it's the mamash the opposite. What we feel like we want to say is, yes, of course, thank you for inviting me, I'm so happy I made it. But actually, according to the sugya of Geneva Stas, paket, you have a chiyuv, because it's not being matan afshei, you have a chiyuv to say to him, you know what, I've got a chasna over there, I would have loved to have come, I'm so busy, but myself, I came anyway to the chasna, and now I bumped into you. Look at the hashgacha, right? Our first initial response would be faket, like, because it's the chaver who expects you to come. You say, yeah, baruch Hashem, like, glad this is hashgacha. No, you can't. You have to say that to him. You can't just pretend that you're there anyway. And the same with the hospital. Now, the shayla of the case of the guy who called him son Mordechai, that's a tshuva for a Moshe. And the tshuva came to a Moshe. What story does he? A, does he have to tell this gavir that he has to give that it wasn't actually named after Mordechai, and what happens with the money? So he said that, so the psak was like this: with regards to the fact that you called your son Mordechai and he's machzik leitei v'chinam, that's not a problem. That's Ihud Atiyana Shei, that he should expect that a Rosh Yeshiva which has a son is going to name it after some Kavir's father. You don't need to worry about that. That's he himself is fooling himself. But on the fact that he's given you the money based on that, that you have to return the money back. Right? Because even though we're saying that the whole heter of Ihud Atiyana Shei, that's only on the whole, that's we said, like the Minchas Chinuch, that's the Ashchosas Amidas part. There's no Ashchosas Amidas. But he's given you money based on this, that you have to return back. So it's always interesting to know. You have to remember that when you have a situation of, you say, oh no, it's no Geneva Stas, Ihud Atiyana Shei. But if there's any financial ramifications, then that doesn't help. That goes into the Etzemis of Leisignit. So what about the case of the scenario of the house? Someone trying to sell his house, and he arranges for his friend to be walking out the house for a viewing. It looks like it's busy, and everyone's trying to buy this property, when meanwhile he hasn't had a viewing for months. So, lechayr, there's no issa of Geneva Stas here at all. Because the issa of Geneva Stas, we said, is an issa of machzik leitei v'chinam. When someone shows appreciation for something, here this has got no shaykhs to the issa of Geneva Stas. People think Geneva Stas is whenever you're fooling someone. It's very clear from the whole sugya that all the cases are brought of Geneva Stas, there's a Geneva Stas, the issa is that someone shows appreciation for something that they think. You invite someone, you open up a barrel, all these cases we discussed, he sends a check in the mail, that's the case of Geneva Stas. Geneva Stas is not when you fool someone. However, I'm not saying that it's mutter. There's a different issa over here. The issa of Geneva Stas, what we've clarified is the issa of Hachzokas Tevich Bechinam. Are you allowed to arrange for your friend to come out? Well, let's see. Because there's a Gemara in Shavuos. Gemara in Shavuos talks about a case of where there's a Rebbe and a Talmud, and the Rebbe is owed money by Yena. And the Rebbe says to his Talmud, look, this guy owes me £1,000. You know and I know that I would never lie. he owes me £1,000. It happens to be that I've only got one aid. I just want to have a second aid. Now the thing is, can you just stand in the dock, right? And just pretend that there's two aidim when you stand there. So then the person, instead of making a shvur, he'll just be moiter to the knas because he sees there's two aidim there anyway, right? Just be moiter to the money that he owes up. I'm not asking you. So the Gemara first says, is he asking him to give eidos? That's the issa of giving eidos b'shekas. So the Gemara says, no, we're not talking about that. We're talking about all the Rebbe is just asking for him to do is that he should create a scenario that makes it look like that there's something else different to what actually is going on. Now here you have to understand, here he owes him £1,000 anyway. It's something which is, he's not trying to get off him extra money. He owes him £1,000, and the Rebbe says to the Talmud, you realize that I would never lie, and you know that I would lie, and I've even got a one aid, which could be Mechayev Shvur. It's just to make it clean, right? We all find ourselves in these situations. You know, we're not talking about taking money from Yana in a case of the day. It's to make it smooth. To smooth it over, we'll fabricate a scenario that makes it look like we are in a stronger position than we really are. Says the Gemara, that there's not. But the Gemara says, that it's the issa of mitvah sheker tirchok to be able to not get yourself involved, the issa min haTorah of fabricating a situation that makes it look like something else is really happening when it's not. So in the case of the house, there's no Geneva's das. Geneva's das is achzokas teva b'chinam. But it could very well be that l'chayra, if you arrange for your chava to walk out of this house as the next guy's walking in, you've created that scenario, you've created that situation that makes it look like you're in a stronger position than you really are. Even if this person is going to rush for it or not, that's the issa of mitvah sheker tirchok. So to summarize what we've come out with today, there's a machlokes between the Ritva with the smag against the smack. The Ritva and the smag learn that the issa is min haTorah of Geneva's das, and the smack learns it's issa midrabbanan. What is the machlokes? So we saw them in Cheskilach, which says that leisigzel has one component, taking something which is not yours. Leisignov has another component. Not only can it apply to taking something which is yours, but even if you're stealing something which is yours, even if you're stealing from someone that's mutter to steal, you're still not allowed to steal as leisignov. Why? Because there's the issash chosas amidus. That part of leisignov is that there's something that happens to you. And with that we explain, maybe that's the pshat in leisignov, as to why it is that in a case of where you have Gnevis das, when you haven't actually physically taken something, but there's ashchos amidus of being sneaky, of being a little bit perverted, and coming out a little bit with a little bit krum. So we said that's the smack says, yeah, Nechanami, that's got a shaychas to leisignov, but you can't say that's the issa leisignov itself. And with that, we explained why in the two cases which are brought down in Psak Halacha L'Maisa, why in two cases we actually allow Gnevis das, even though L'Chayra, he's still showing appreciation. The first case of where it's allowed is when it's Iyud Atiyan Afshay. When he's fooling himself, what's the difference? He's still machzir tebichinam. Like if you had a real gazela and someone's fooling himself into taking something from yours, you can't say, "Oh well, he's fooled himself." You have to go and say, "No, this is not rightfully mine." So why is it where you atyan afshei? So we said no, because the is over here is not because that you're taking something which is not yours. It's the hashchosas amidus, the second part of leisignov, which is wrong over here. The second case is when you're trying to mechabed someone. The Gemara says that if you're trying to get other people to be mechabed this person, then it's allowed. It's Geneva's das. You're pretending that this person, no, because the reason why you're doing it is no longer because you're trying to be sneaky. The reason why you're doing it is for the right reasons. Which therefore we said that the culmination of the fact, the hagdoras la'inyan of Geneva's das is a case of where there's machzik leitevichinam, where you create a scenario, any scenario, whether it's with email, whether it's with a wedding, whether it's with a hospital, whether it's with a check. The problem with Geneva's das is when someone gives you something and they think that they owe you something because of that. And in a case of where there's no hachzokas teivichinam, of course there's no Geneva's das. In a case of where it's iudeyatin afshei, there's no Geneva's das. What about in the case of where you fabricate a scenario? Well, up until now, this friend of mine who said to me, "Oh, I heard you're giving a share of Geneva's das, I've got a shayla for you." Well, actually, that isn't a shayla on Geneva's das at all. Because Geneva's das is achzokas teva. Geneva's das is never on when you try to fabricate a scenario. But what we saw in the Gemara in Shavuos is there can still be another issa, and that issa of fabrication is not the achzokas as a midas one, it's not the leisignov, but it's the issa of mitvah sheker tirchok. Thank you.